On the morning show today, we're talking about a great opportunity for small businesses. She's been our guest before. Nora Rowland-Schmidt is in the studio with us to talk about this upcoming thing. Nora, first of all, maybe you can talk about a little bit about what you do and who you represent.
Sure, of course. Oh, it's so exciting to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Phil. It's always good to see you.
Good to see you.
So I am a business consultant with the Small Business Development Center of Wisconsin. So we offer free and confidential business consulting services to anyone in Southwest Wisconsin. That's my role is six counties in the Southwest that also covers Richland County and Richland Center. And there are services to be had for small businesses and entrepreneurs throughout the state.
I think if you're a small business, or even if you're thinking about a small business, pays to check out because there are a lot of things available that they may not know about, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as I said, the services are free and confidential. We hear from so many folks that they're paying consultants for different things. LLC formation, for example, is really common using online services that charge fairly hefty fees. And we offer all of the support for folks creating their own LLCs online with our support free of charge. So, you know, please, if you're an entrepreneur and you're thinking about starting a business, or if you're a current business owner on Main Street and you've got some questions, farm business, whatever it may be, please be in touch with us, wisconsinsbdc.org.
It's great that there's money available. You just will take advantage of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, anytime that services are free for businesses, it's a no-brainer, particularly education and business consulting services.
Today, the focus is on AI, and that probably scares off a few people when you mention it, doesn't it?
I think it does. You know, AI is something that it's here for many folks. You know, there are so many teens and young people that are using AI every day. I think we could all learn a tremendous amount from them. I think there's a lot of confusion about AI. It can be a real resource for businesses. It can be a time saver. It can assist with drafting an email or even creating a schedule. So there are some things that can be really, really valuable.
And you want to kind of get that point across. You have some meetings scheduled for parts of our area coming up, don't you?
We do. So we have some really sophisticated AI training sessions that are coming. And when I say sophisticated, it's because we've got a professional consultant. His name is Michael Brown. He's an expert in many different things, AI. And thanks to a USDA grant and a partnership with Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning, who is really the energy and enthusiasm and funding behind all of these wonderful sessions. Michael is going to be doing a variety of sessions in the Southwest, one specifically in Richland Center coming up on July 13th. These sessions are going to be an opportunity for people to have a hands-on experience with AI with a professional. So Michael is going to be able to guide participants through different methods of using AI, different problem-solving strategies, and also to kind of highlight and demonstrate how different AI services work.
I think the fact of the matter is AI is here. We need to embrace it and kind of learn about it, don't we?
Well, I think, you know, I'm not so sure if we have to, but I think it may prove to be advantageous for many businesses to give it a try and see what happens.
Could you tell us a little bit about Michael, a little bit more about him?
Well, Michael is a wonderful person. I met him a year or so ago, and he has not only is he tremendous as far as just human being status, but he's also really dedicated to helping other people learn as much as they can about AI and figuring out ways that AI can truly benefit the work that they're doing in their businesses. He's incredibly knowledgeable. So this is a real rare opportunity for Richland Center and other counties in the Southwest to have his expertise.
Great. Well, we'll give him a call. We'll be back with more on the morning show in just a moment.
They live here. They work here. And they're proud to support the community that supports them. At Rockwell Automation, Richland Center isn't just where business happens, it's home. They're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors every day. Their commitment goes beyond the workplace. It's about making a difference on the job and throughout the community. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference, committed to Richland Center because it's where they belong.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, spruce, spruce.
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Michael Brown joins us by phone. We're talking about this upcoming opportunity for small businesses in five Southwest Wisconsin counties. So, Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about Rise Above and what you're involved in.
Yes. So Rise Above Partners is my consultancy over here in Viroqua. I run few different operations over here. I'm a single person operation, and I am invested heavily in AI. I use AI to build some of my own products, and I also use it to help small businesses make the most of what they've got, so they can experience some strong growth without having to output major capital.
So what are some of the things you talk about, Michael? Because to some, using AI, that might even be like swearing. I mean, how do you convince them?
It does feel like a mixed and rather divisive word these days. I feel like I've got a pretty good handle here on how to thread the needle of ethics and responsibility, and then also practical use, because at the end of the day, I really think people don't want to be stuck doing the busy work. They don't want to have to, you know, read through all the fine print to understand language that they may never use again. They don't want to have to sort through mountains of information. And AI is really, really great at making quick work of stuff that used to take a long period of time.
Well, this day and age, too, Michael, where everybody's having trouble staffing, this can be your assistant many times, can it?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Everything from drafting emails to sorting receipts to making sense of contracts or even identifying new opportunities.
So, in other words, you're going to try to convince people that they should be using AI.
In certain instances, yes. I'm still one who believes in understanding the work. I don't want to see anybody say, I'm just going to hand everything over to AI and I don't ever have to understand anything. That's not the right way to go about it. AI can still make mistakes, and so you still need to be a domain expert. You need to really know what you're talking about, but it can really help you accelerate the things that you used to do in a given day, a given week, or month.
When you're talking to small businesses, do you talk about potential risks?
Yes, we definitely talk about the risks. You know, whenever you sign up for one of these accounts, there's always these caveats that say AI can make mistakes. And there's a fun term in the AI world called hallucinations, which is really just mistakes. And so you can use AI to again, make a quick work of something that used to take a long time, but you still got to be the proofreader. You still need to know what you're talking about. You can't hand the keys over and put it into full self-driving mode.
Nora, anything you want to add? You've been listening to our conversation here.
Oh, I think, you know, what Michael is saying is spot on. And I think, you know, his approach to AI is one of the reasons that I think he's, you know, such an outstanding person to lead these sessions in the Southwest. I think coming at it from not only just sort of an educational perspective, but also just a really understanding what some of the potential challenges can be with it and being respectful of a variety of opinions on the subject.
Indeed. Anything you want to comment on, Michael?
No, I just want to kind of elaborate a little bit more. I know that, you know, there's a lot of talk about what AI can and can't do. And I firmly believe that it should not be, you know, replacing people, but it can certainly be used to help evaluate opportunities and help a business grow in a smart way. You know, the last thing I'd want to see is for someone to jump into a new venture within their business, and then that new venture put their main business at jeopardy. And AI exists to help us all kind of evaluate and make sense of things and take little risks here and there without putting our main business at stake.
You know, I look about technology and, you know, just having heard of AI just not that long ago, it seems like, how things have changed. How do you keep ahead of technology and some things for the future, Michael?
That's a great question. Everybody asks that. I do use AI to stay on top of AI. I have research engines that I've built for myself. I listen to podcasts, but my main objective in doing these things is to filter back and try to get to trusted sources, so I can separate the you know, the noise from the real true signals. So I pretty much go to sleep every night thinking I've either finally got caught up or gotten a little bit further ahead, and then I wake up in the morning and say to myself, look how far behind I am.
Well, the first session is coming up on Monday, July 13th here at the Richland Center Community Center. Want to get people, to make people aware of that. Who should come to the session? Who would you suggest if someone is maybe just thinking about a startup? Is that a good place to start as well?
A startup is a great idea. An established business that is looking at themselves and saying, I want to grow, but I don't have time to grow. AI is going to be a great way to figure out how to automate some of your processes, some of your day-to-day, so that you can focus on where you need to go next. So startups, small to medium-sized businesses, whether that's owners, operators, department heads, there is an opportunity for everyone to learn something.
And you're going to be doing similar presentations at some other area places across our listening area in the coming days and months too, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We have, I believe, 6 more sessions plus a virtual for a total of 8. And 2 of those are actually in Spanish.
Oh, okay. So how do the sessions work? Do you sit down with individuals or how do you present it, Michael?
It's an interactive seminar. I'm requesting people bring their laptops, preferably. Phones can work, but the screens are super small, and asking some or getting help on anything on a phone can be difficult. So laptops in hand, a lot of question and answer, presentation of key and core materials, so that, you know, we're not teaching about any one specific tool or how to implement or create one specific thing. I'm mainly interested in helping people understand how these tools work so that they're equipped with the right information and knowledge so that as the tools evolve, they can kind of keep pace with it rather than learning one thing and then a month later it's obsolete.
So what kind of computer skills do you need? Somebody that's pretty proficient or somebody like me that asked my kindergarten granddaughter for help?
You know, the absolute best part about these, what are called large language models, is that really the only thing you need to be able to do is get on the web and type. LLMs are really conversational, and, you know, people refer to these sessions as chats. If you don't know something when you're chatting, the LLM is going to respond to you like a person and help you figure out your next steps. So really all you need is the laptop, internet access, and the ability to type some words.
How should people register for the event?
That's a great question. That is a great question. We have registration on through Zoho, but Nora, you know specifically the landing page here, correct?
Sure. So we have a couple of different options. The Southwest Wisconsin Small Business Development Center Facebook page and Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Facebook pages both have links to registration. WisconsinSBDC.org, if you go to that website, click on education and then classes, they will all show up there. And I believe, Phil, you had mentioned that some of this info will be available on your Facebook page.
It will. People can find it there and along with our audio as well. So it's coming up. Michael, anything else you want to add about it here today?
I guess the only thing I really wanted to add was to make sure that people knew the dates and the times. July 13th in Richland Center, July 20th in Dodgeville, July 27th in Plattsville, August 6th is the virtual Zoom, and August 10th is in Monroe, August 17th is in Darlington.
And I would guess that these things can be held maybe regularly because, as we mentioned, new technology comes in, new businesses and new business ideas come around quite often too, Michael.
Yes, yes. And I have offered a handful of these classes in the past, one through the Food Enterprise Center with Sue Noble and the Vernon Economic Development Association. And I look forward to offering one of those again in the fall. I also offer, bespoke one-on-one sessions to individuals if they're interested in doing more hands-on one-to-one learning.
Sure. Yeah. How can people contact you or reach out to you, Michael?
My website, riseabove, RISE-above.net, is the best way to get in touch with me. I've got a number of forms there. I've got some free resources. I run a weekly newsletter, keeping people up to date on the latest in AI. And through the lens of a small business owner or someone who isn't in the tool day to day.
All right. We hope a lot of people will sign up for the upcoming event on Monday, July 13th. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Philip. I appreciate it.
You bet. Michael Brown joining us, and we'll keep Nora here just for a little bit as well. Nora, some things that you want to add. There are some other opportunities coming up in the near future, right?
Sure. So there's a really fantastic resource that's available right now for small businesses, and it does expire in 2027. It's in the fall in 2027, so there is some time, but I want to be sure that your listeners and people in the region are aware of this. So it's called the State Small Business Credit Initiative, or SSBCI. And what this is if you're a business who is actively seeking capital, so that means you're looking for a loan, you're looking for grants, you're exploring funding from investors, whatever that looks like, you are eligible for free legal services, free accounting services, so that means financial projections or meeting with a professional accountant who can assist you, QuickBooks setup, or in some cases, you know, we do meet with some folks whose QuickBooks was set up incorrectly many years ago, a QuickBooks redo, which is not that uncommon either. All of these services are available in English and in Spanish, and they are free. So if you need any of those services, legal, accounting, bookkeeping of any sort, QuickBooks. And if you are a Main Street business, an entrepreneur operating out of your home, a farmer, a restaurant, we are here to help you. One of the things that's really nice with SSBCI, it works so well with the services of the Small Business Development Center. They complement each other so beautifully. In the case of the State Small Business Credit Initiative, we are also able to work with nonprofits, which is something that is not part of the SBDC's mission. So usually we don't work with nonprofits. So these services are available to entrepreneurs, farmers, nonprofits, please take advantage of these while we have these resources. This is federally funded and state funded.
For farmers, as far as maybe becoming an LLC, or what are some ways you can help them?
You know, perhaps some of the legal services could be in, you know, contracting. It could be, you know, forming an LLC. It could be partnership agreements. We see so many people who are entering into partnerships without official agreements with their LLC, which can be very problematic. Some of the legal services also can involve different, you know, regulations or things that farms or restaurants or small businesses need to be aware of, some support with taxes. So, you know, all of those things on the legal side, as well as the accounting and financial, it's just incredibly valuable. So I really encourage everybody in the region to take advantage of these services.
Yeah, if you're forming a business, or you've got an idea, or you're a startup, or whatever, a lot of times margins are pretty slim.
And oh, you bet.
If you can get some things done for free, that kind of helps something else, right?
That's right, absolutely. And it's such a rare opportunity that services of this caliber are available for free, and it's, you know, specifically directed at rural communities, and all of us in the Southwest, even the larger areas, are considered rural. So, you know, this is an awesome, awesome way to get things moving if you're looking for SBA funds, any kind of loan from a traditional bank, or if you're, you know, applying for a local revolving loan fund or a grant of some sort. We've helped some really wonderful nonprofits and businesses move forward with state grants and some other things because of these services.
Yeah, you can save somebody several hundred dollars, especially, as we mentioned, forming an LLC.
Yep.
If you get it for free, that would be a really great thing.
That's right, exactly. And so, you know, for the folks that are in the six counties that I serve with the SBDC, in addition to these SSBCI services, I'll be able to work with all of them as well on different, you know, updates to business planning, whatever it might be. So, you know, please take advantage of these services. It's fun for me, being a Richland County resident myself, to be able to work with some of the folks in Richland County and Richland Center, as well as everybody in the entire territory. But please, you know, reach out. I'd love to hear from you.
You cover a lot of ground, don't you?
Yep, six counties, so it's 2.5 hours between one end and the other. So it's quite a bit of territory, but it's such a beautiful drive, so it's never a burden.
We talked about the things coming up, you know, in the next month or so. Are there some other things as we close out 2026, like in the fall, that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, there's some big things. I appreciate you asking that, and I'll definitely have to come back because we have some interesting stuff going on. On August 27th in Viroqua, we're having another one of our small business clinics, and those are the full day of free consulting and lecture-style sessions to help businesses. So if you are interested in attending that, we do have some information on our website, so you can go to the wisconsinsbdc.org. These sessions, you know, not only do we feed you and caffeinate you throughout the day, but you're going to get an opportunity to meet other businesses looking for legal, accounting, marketing, AI services. And we're doing two tracks in Viroqua, which is going to be really special. We're working with the Food Finance Institute, who are some colleagues of mine. So we'll be doing a farm food-based business track, and then just, you know, a standard small business and entrepreneur. The lecture style sessions are going to be really, really great. We've got some legal folks. The Department of Revenue is coming. It's not to be missed. And of course, it's free of charge. So mark your calendars, take the day off if you need to, and come and join us.
I'm impressed by people thinking outside the box and diversifying their farms and agriculture. We've had some of them on this program. But there are so many neat, outstanding ideas, you know, farm-to-table kind of businesses and things like that. Really popping up, it seems like, all the time, Nora.
Yeah, well, our region has some of the highest concentration of organic and also family farms in the nation. So why not maximize on our strengths, right?
You bet. So again, AI is the topic of that session coming up on Monday at the Richland Center Community Center, 8:30 to 11. And we hope that a lot of people will sign up for that.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. And I will be there also. So if you have questions about anything else related to the Small Business Development Center, to anything that we've talked about today, you know, please join us and take part in these really valuable sessions. But I will be at all of these sessions as well, just in case you have any other questions. And I'm always here to support. So you can find me online, wisconsinsbdc.org. My direct line is 608-262-2994.
Wonderful. Always good to see you.
It's always good to see you. We need to do this more often.
Absolutely. Anytime. Have a good rest of your summer, too.
Yep, you too. Thank you so much.
Nora Rowland-Schmidt joining us here on this portion of The Morning Show.